Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamin Heyam Abeis. We're holding a Lamin Heyam Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the words Ki Asa Ravin. So says the Gemara, Ki Asa Ravin Am Rabbi Yechanan, when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Echad Shabbos, Vechad Shruma, Vechad Chatzar, Vechad Mekach, all four of these cases, Kulon Ein Koivin Ela Bedavar Shenigmra Malachtai. None of them have the ability to be kaivas, a chiv of trumas and meisers, on something unless it was nigmra malachta. So even if you didn't bring it into your house, if it was just nigmra malachta, these four things could be kaivas, a chiv of trumas and meisers. But if it wasn't nigmra malachta, so then these things cannot be kaivas, a chiv. So now seemingly Rabbi Yochanan was saying these halacha, he says a chiddush, he was coming to be lafuke, someone who held that these things could be kaivas achiev, even on something which wasn't nigma malachta. So says the Gemara, who is Rabbi Yochanan coming to be lafuke? So says the Gemara, first, in the first chiddush, Shabbos, was lafuke made a hillel. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Hamamir peiros mimakum lemakum lechzeis, a person he gathers fruits together to dry, so it's not nigma malachta. The kiddush elein ayoyim, and then it becomes Shabbos. Amr Rav Yehuda, hillel la'atzmai oiser. Says Rav Yehuda that hillel is a das yachid, but Itak has said that now it becomes aser, you can't snack from it anymore, because now it's chayiv and trumas and meisers. Shabbos has the ability to be kaivas, achiyat, trumas and meisers on something, even if it was not nigmar malachtan. So Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it could only be kaivas, achiyat, on something which was nigmar malachtan, is lafuke hila. Chatzar, lafuke mid Rabbi Yaakov. That was coming to be lafuke Rabbi Yaakov. That now we learned in the Mishnah, hamavir te'inim v'chatzera liktzeis, a person he spreads out some figs in his chatzar to dry out, so it's not nigmar malachtan. So banu v'vnei beisai, eichla min arai upatur min amaiser. So the Stam Mishnah says that it does not become chayv and chumas and maisers, and you can continue to snack from it. However, v'tani Allah, we learned in the Braisa, regarding this Mishnah, the Rabbi Yaakov mechayv, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Peiter. The Rabbi Yaakov Taka said it is chayv and maiser, and you can no longer snack from it. So Rabbi Yochanan was going like the Stam Mishnah in Lafuki Rabbi Yaakov. Truma is lafuki mid Rabbi Eliezer. This the Rabbi Yochanan said that truma could only be kaivas achiv on something which was nigmar malachtai. Is lafuki Rabbi Eliezer ditnan peirei shetarman actually nigmar malachtan. If you have fruit that were not nigmar malachtan, but you took off truma anyways, so Rabbi Eliezer eiser laechol mehen arai v'chachamim atiran. So Rabbi Eliezer says once you took off truma, so now you can't snack from it anymore. That itself is kaivas achiv of trumas and meisers, and the chachamim marmater. So Rabbi Yochanan was going like the Chachamim and Lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer. Mekach. So what's this fourth case of Mekach? So Kedetanya, the case is like we learned in the Braisa. Halakeach te'enim me'am ha'aretz. If a person buys figs from an ha'aretz, b'makum shirayv b'nei adam darsen, in a place where most people don't just eat their figs, they press them into cakes. So these figs that he bought from the ha'aretz are not nigmaran melachtan. So the lacha is oichom en arai u'ma'asran demai. So he's allowed a snack from them. It's not chayv and chumas and meisers, yeah? Even though he bought them, even though he did a mekach, because it's not nigmar malachtan. And the second chiddush is that he takes off meiser, he takes off demai, which is a meiser de rabbanan. Really, reiva mea aretz ma'asrenein. They for sure take off chuma, and reiva them even take off meiser. But you still, when you buy produce from an amaretz, you have to take off a meiser de rabbanan known as demai. So those are the two halachos that apply to this person who bought these figs from the amaretz. So what do you see from here? So Shema Mina Tlas. You see from here three chidushim. Shema Mina Mekach Ina Kevas Elu B'davar Shenigra Malachtai. First of all, you see that the fact that he bought it, a Mekach can only be Kaveh Achiv on something which was Nigmra Malachtai. These, since they weren't Nigmra Malachtai, he could continue snacking from it, and it's not Chayiv and Shumas and Meisters. Shema Mina Raiv Ame Aretz Ma'asrenhin. You also see from the fact that when he takes off Meiser, he only has to take it off as Demai, which is a Meiser de Rabbanon. You see that this Tana agrees to the principle that Rav Amei Aretz Ma'asrenin, Ushma Minam Ma'asren Demai Ma'amei Aretz, that when you take off Demai from an Amaretz, that's true, Afilu B'davar Shaloi Nigmar Malachtai. Even by something which was not Nigmar Malachtai, we still assume that the Amaretz was a Zariz, and he already took off Trumas and Meisers, that now when you take off Meiser, it's only Meiser of Demai, it's only this Darabanan Meiser. So now this is the case of Mekach, and Rabbi Yochanan was going like this Braisa, and he was saying that a Mekach could only be Kaivas, a Chiyav, on something which was Nigmar Malachtai. Ulafuke mehadit nan. It was coming to be lafuke the following tan in the Mishnah that says, Hamachlif perisim chaveri, a person who exchanges fruits with his friend, zed lachov, zed liktzois. It doesn't matter if both of them were having a mind to dry them out, both of them were having a mind to eat it, one was having a mind to eat what he was getting, the other one was having in mind to dry what he was getting. In all scenarios, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lachov chayiv, in all scenarios, it's chayiv. The Tanakhama says in all of these scenarios, it's chayiv and shumas and meisers, and you're not allowed to snack from it. Even in the case of liktzis, even in the case where they were exchanging it to dry, so it's not nigmra malachtoi, still we say that it's chayiv and shumas and meisers. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lachol chayiv liktzis potter. That only if you were doing it to eat, so then it's nigmra malachtoi, then the mekach is kevas. But if it's liktzis, so then it's not nigmra malachtoi, so then the mekach is not kevas. So Rabbi Yechna was going like Rabbi Yehuda and lafuke the Tanakamu, hadron aloha mevi. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Mashilim Peres Derech Aruba Biyamtev. A person has some fruits that were laid out to dry on his roof, and he sees that it's about to rain. He doesn't want his fruits to get wet and spoil from the rain, so he wants to lower them into his house. Says the Mishnah, if he has a sunroof where he could just open up the roof, open up the window and lower the fruits down into his kitchen or into his dining room, so then that's going to be mutter on Yabdif. Avuloi b'Shabbos, but even that amount of tircha, which is mutter on Yabdif, is going to be asr on Shabbos. Umechasim peirais b'kelim, b'pnei hadelef. If a person has a leak into his house, and he doesn't want the water to also, again, to spoil and ruin his fruits, so he could cover them. V'chein kadi yayin v'kadi shemen, you could also cover a pitcher of wine, a pitcher of oil, and it's leaking inside his house. Also, you could cover them, and this also, again, if he Rashi seems to be at least, is a heter dafka bayomtif, not on Shabbos. And then concludes the Mishnah, v'noistin kli, tachas hadelef b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, a person, if he has a leak in his house, could take a kli and put it by the leak so that the water gets collected into the kli and doesn't go all over his house. That's a heter even on Shabbos, kol shekin and yomtif. So now, says the Gemara, regarding this first word of the Mishnah, of mashilin, that a person could lower the fruits into his house. So mashilin is the lashon of lowering. The Gemara says now that there are five different words the Mishnah could have used, which all mean to lower. So itmar Rav Yehuda Rav Nasan chad tani mashilin v'chad tani mashchilin. One of them used this lashon of mashilin. One of them taught our Mishnah with the lashon of mashchilin, and that meant to lower. So Amar Mar Zotra, man de tani mashilin loy mishtabish, man de tani mashchilin loy mishtabish. Whichever word you used, it's not a mistake. Both man de Amar Mar right. Man de tani mashilin loy mishtabish. The one who used the lashon of mashilin is not mistaken. Dechsev, like we see from the pasuk, ki yishal zeisachab. So yishal mashilin is a lashon of lowering. Man de tani mashchilin loy mishtabish. Now we learned in the Mishnah, with regards to mum of a bechar, it says a shachol va'kassel. These are two different types of mumin, and it says shachol is shenishmu to yerechai, kassel is she'achem yerechai so gavoy mechaverta. The point being shachol lashon mashchilin is when the thigh is dislocated when it falls. So you see, mashchilin is a lashon of lowering. Kassel just means that one thigh is taller than the other. But you see that mashchilin shachol is a lashon of lowering. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mandatani mashirin loy mishtabish, mandatani mashchirin loy mishtabish, or mandatani manshirin loy mishtabish. These are an additional three lashonos that the Mishnah could use. Mandatani mashirin loy mishtabish, not like we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Nazir liyachav freishay ba'adam b'mneishem meishir es haseyar. He said that the Nazir, who's not allowed to cut his hair, he can't wash his head in the shower, he can't use adama, he can't use dirt to wash his hair, because it's meishir es haseyar. It causes his hair to fall off, to fall out. So you see, meishir is a lashon of lowering, of falling. When it comes to these two different kalim of the barber, a scissor and a razor, shachor being the razor, so even if they break, so in Hilchos Tumah V'Tayra, they're still makabel tumah, fine. The ikur l'inyanenu is just the fact that a blade, this razor, is called a shachar. So you see that a shachar is a lashon. Why is it called a shachar? Because it lowers a person's hair. It takes out one's hair. So you see, mashchirin is a lashon of lowering. Uman detani manshirin loy mishdabish detnan misha nashru kelev b'mayim mahalik ben veinu chayshish. On Shabbos, if a person's clothing falls into the water, it gets soaked in the water, so he could walk with them on Shabbos. He doesn't have to be concerned that people are going to think that he just did the laundry. So you see, nashru is a lashon of falling, so manshirin is also a good word for lowering. Inami, or if you don't like that raya, so we have a different raya. Mehad detnan ezu leket hanayshir b'shas ketzira. It says what's leket? That which falls during the harvesting process. So you see, naishir, manshirin is a lashon of following, falling is a lashon of lowering. So all of these five different lashonis could be used as the first word in our Mishnah to be describing this person who's lowering the fruits into his house on Yom Tov.